You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Georgia with a blitz. Trask going to the end zone. Pitch. Touchdown.
My goodness.
Tyson Campbell was trying to stay with a big fella, but too much.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Round one of the 2021 NFL Draft, a little over a week away, and that is absolutely sensational. One of the best betting events on the sports calendar. We've spent a lot of time already on You Better You Bet talking about it over the last couple of weeks, and we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to continue to do it right now. Where we're joined by our friend Eric Edholm, who does a great job covering the NFL Draft for Yahoo Sports. Eric, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Tuesday. How are you feeling, my man? I'm guessing this is like a not a time period of the year where you probably get a lot of sleep, right? But how's life right now?
Yeah, I guess that's fair to say. My kids forgot my name yesterday. My wife doesn't see me much anymore, but it's fun. It's exciting. It's a lot of work. And 2 weeks from now, I'll have a good rest at some point.
Eric, you know, in terms of, you know, there's so much mock draft content out there, so much podcast content about the NFL draft. One thing that's always really interesting to see in all of that is, you know, how many trades are made in all of those mocks, who's trading up, who's trading down, who's trading to get a quarterback. How much movement do you kind of expect to see on draft night in terms of teams maybe coming up to get a quarterback? Is there a team that you think specifically could be interested in moving up? You know, how busy are teams going to be, I guess, on draft night?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's kind of interesting to me, though, that we've had a couple of media leaks lately about teams wanting to move down. And that usually suggests that it's a bit of a cold market. You know, Detroit tried to do that with the third pick last year, you know, kept saying, hey, we're open for business. Nothing ended up happening. They ended up staying at three and taking Jeffrey Okuda. Different story this year, obviously, with the quarterbacks. We're probably going to see five of them go in the upper reaches of round one. So you would expect more, but feels like the first three are set, and then everything kind of hinges on Atlanta. Are they going to be able to get a deal, whether it's Denver coming up or you know, possibly New England, although I'm still kind of doubting that one a little bit. The Bears, do they have enough? The Washington football team? I mean, it may be a little less explosive than some people think it might be, but there is still the possibility of a couple of big deals with, you know, if there are two quarterbacks still kind of hanging out there waiting to be drafted.
Now, Eric, just reading the mock drafts and reading the thoughts of a lot of people that I respect in the NFL media right now, it seems like the growing consensus is, and you referenced this in your answer, that we're going to see the five quarterbacks go. And I think the word choice that you had was like the upper reaches of the first round, right? Where I'm starting to see like five going in the top nine of the draft here, or five going in the top 10 of the draft, right? So if that's the case, right, and like you said, we're going to see all five go in the upper reaches, potentially even the top 10. I think like we can kind of look at teams, even if it's not Atlanta, if Atlanta stays put and takes Kyle Pitts with the fourth overall pick here, like maybe it's Carolina, maybe it's Detroit. Like, do you see teams like that, like teams in the top 10 outside of Atlanta as potential inflection points in this draft where teams could go up and get their quarterback and those teams could trade back, accumulate picks, and maybe still get a player that they like?
Yeah, I think 6, 7, and 8 are where that activity could happen.
Well, because, Miami, you know, too. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Miami moved up to 6 immediately after making that trade down to 12. It was a bold move, and everybody kind of thought, oh, that's interesting, right? But they had so much draft ammo to work with. And I think what Chris Greer, the GM, was thinking was, we'll either stay there and get a really good football player, or there is the possibility to slide back just a little somewhere before the 12th pick, probably, you would assume, and possibly get, you know, one of the Alabama receivers, if Jamar Chase isn't on the board, if Kyle Pitts isn't on the board. So I think they're in really good shape, and they could absolutely move down and maybe even offer a little bit of a sweeter deal. maybe not ask as much in return. Carolina at 8, you mentioned, they traded for Sam Darnold, gave up 3 picks, not 3 high ones, but 3 picks, and certainly could try to recoup for that. It really is going to be anyone in that range, and I would think Detroit, too, at 7. I mean, Brad Holmes, the new GM, knows he's not winning a Super Bowl next year. They're trying to get as many assets. They've already accumulated some from the Rams. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if they got more. I think they have their eyes on somebody like Micah Parsons, and maybe 7 is too rich to take Parsons. So, yeah, I think that little cluster of picks could cause a little ripple of activity.
Eric, I think for the people who listen to our show and are trying to kind of make really profitable or really valuable draft bets, it becomes like a pretty, you know, easy to define problem to solve, right? If you think all these 5 quarterbacks are going to go up in the first, you know, 9 picks or 10 picks, the early reaches of the first round, and you've got all these teams that maybe trade down, which player basically, whose position suffers as a result of that, right? So it's, you know, I could literally name you, if I named you the 5 quarterbacks, you know, Sewell, Slater, the 3 wide receivers, it's like, okay, cool, like I'm already at 10 already. Like somebody's going out of the top 10 as a result of, you know, all of these quarterbacks coming in. If you had to pick a guy, whether it's one of the 3 receivers, one of the offensive linemen, defensive players, Patrick Surtain or Parsons, like who would you pick as kind of the player whose draft stock maybe suffers just as a result of teams being infatuated with these quarterbacks?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, that's why Cincinnati's so happy to be at 5. I don't think they make a deal. I think they stay and take a player. But all those other teams we mentioned might be open for business. So, you know, there's going to be some shuffling. And I would guess of those guys you mentioned, you know, Sewell might slide a little bit. I don't know where he's going to go. I mean, not slide out of the top 10, but he may go a little bit later. And that could push the other offensive lineman down another step. So that's one to keep in mind. Devontae Smith, I don't think will be the first or second receiver taken. I think he's probably, not sure, but probably going to be the 3rd one taken. And if it's not Miami, let's say, you know, then who's grabbing him? Maybe the Giants at 11, possibly the Cardinals at 16, New England at 15. I could see that. This is a good football player right here at a position of need for those teams. So it wouldn't stun me, but there's no landing spot that I'm 100% sure about. I think if Miami were to miss out on Waddle, Chase, and Pitts, I think the natural pick would be Devontae Smith. But taking him at 6 is not as likely. I would think it would be after they move down if they can pull something off. So those are probably the ones that I think, you know, Parsons is really tricky to figure out because I think Detroit likes him. I don't know that they like him at 7, but, you know, you never know. So not just because you want to trade down doesn't mean you can. So of those, I would probably guess that Rashawn Slater, Ali Vera Tucker, you know, the other offensive lineman, and Devontae Smith are your best bets to maybe slip just a little bit.
You bet. BetQL Audio Network on a Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, joined by Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports, talking some NFL draft. So Eric, like, we're still, you know, 9-10 days out here, so you can answer this question in pencil as opposed to pen. But based on the answer you just gave us here, and we'll leave Tucker aside for a moment because he's not projected to go as high as the other 2 guys I'm about to mention. It sounds like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth here, so I want you to kind of answer this. And like I said, in pencil, because there's still time, more shall be revealed, more right. Information. Slater right now, 8.5 is his over-under draft prop, right, position. Overs, minus 155. Devontae Smith, 11.5. Over is plus 110. It sounds like, based on the answer you just gave us, you would be on the overs, or at least like, if you had to choose over or under, like those are 2 bets that you'd consider making, right? So Slater over 8.5, Smith over 11.5. At this point in the process, do you think that those are solid bets that we should be looking at?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I you know, again, there's a couple of traps with Smith. You know, Miami would be one, even, you know, depending on where they move to, if they do move. The Giants would be another that I would consider.
Like we said, you know, like nothing's a guarantee. Like nothing's a guarantee. Sure. So, and we understand that. Yeah. But like right. With the information we've got now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Slater's really interesting to me though. I mean, the fact that it's that high a number, meaning, you know, that high up the draft, tells me that Carolina would consider him. The only thing I wondered about with Carolina and Slater was they've tended to, I think that the feeling is that they kind of like the bigger guys, you know, the massive dudes that Matt Rule wants to dominate the line of scrimmage. That's not exactly who Rashawn Slater is. So my guess would be that they like him enough that they would consider him at 8 if they can't trade down. Now, if Slater and Sewell are both on the board, all bets are off. I don't know what the direction they'd go, but I would guess Penei Sewell. So, yeah, I would probably tend towards the over on both of those. That feels right, but there are some teams, I will warn you, that like Rayshon Slater better than Penei Sewell. I've spoken to at least one that I know of. So, it's just sort of assumed that certain guys are going to go ahead of other ones, but you know, it doesn't always work out that way. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, was a lot of people's RB4 last year in terms of draft pegging, but you know, he ended up being the first back selected. A little different, but still, it can happen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric, I think one other problem we've been trying to figure out on the show a lot this week is, you know, we talked about, okay, if five quarterbacks go in the upper reaches of the first round, to use your term, when is the next quarterback taken? Is it a team that trades into the bottom of the first round? Is there, you know, a pair or three quarterbacks taken in the second round? If we look at average draft position for some of the guys lower down at, you know, at Circa, who puts out props on like literally everybody, which gives us like a good roadmap, Kyle Trask or Davis Mills, or even somebody like Kellen Mond, whose draft position has been bet up a lot. These guys seem like second and third round quarterbacks. Is your kind of, you know, understanding of the landscape that maybe we do see a sixth quarterback taken very late in round one? And if so, who would that be?
Yeah, if there is, I think it would be Davis Mills. I suspect he's probably more likely to be a second rounder, but you could understand the thought process of wanting to get the fifth year option. All first round picks get that. The teams then, especially for a quarterback who's not going to play right away, right? 11 college starts. He's been a little injured. He's got some makeup work to do, I think, but the talent is there. And let's say a team like New Orleans at 28, you know, they've bypassed quarterback after quarterback time and time again, trying to build a Super Bowl winner with Drew Brees. Now that Drew's retired, they have a provisional quarterback with Winston. They have kind of a plan B with Taysom Hill. I wouldn't say the long-term plans are solved. Like, this might be the year where you say, if you're New Orleans, okay, we like the kid. And I know they've done work on him. I don't know if they love him, 28th pick love him, but you know, there are a couple of spots where, you know, I could see a team wanting to trade out to the end of the first round. So I wouldn't rule it out. If not, though, I think Davis Mills will be the sixth quarterback off the board either way. And, you know, it may not last. Teams like Chicago, New England, if they don't get their quarterback in round one, may want to circle back early in round two and might have to trade up to do so. So that would be my gut feeling, is that he goes anywhere from the last few picks of the first round to the first 10 or 12 picks of the second round. And then you'll see Kellen Mond as sort of the, you know, the consolation prize, if you will. Kyle Trask could be the, you know, the eighth quarterback drafted. And after that, there's a drop off.
Eric, if you had to guess right now, who's going to be the first cornerback off the board in the NFL draft? Patrick Surtain Jr., 10.5 is his draft position right now, the prop. J.C. Horn, the son of Joe and Surtain, of course, son of, you know, Patrick Surtain. Horn is 13.5. I've seen that Horn is kind of rising up boards from what I've read. You talk to a lot more people than I do and more plugged in with this stuff. Who's going to be the first corner off the board come next Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't stun me to see Dallas go Horn over Surtain at 10. I mean, I think Surtain is more likely, but, you know, I wouldn't be totally shocked by that. And I think the Eagles at 12 have a need opposite Darius Slay. I could easily see them going corner. You know, you take a young guy, 21-year-old player, you know, to kind of build the infrastructure a little bit. I would say that's a likelihood or a possibility. So I kind of like the under on the Horn bet, but I still think there's a pretty good chance that Patrick Surtain is the first corner taken. I think there are some teams that are really infatuated with Horn, but I don't know if it's quite at that level. It's hard to say, but I would say that they're pretty close. I think they'll go off the board within, you know, 5 or 6 picks of each other.
Eric, in about 30 seconds, give me a comment on running back. If you think one is going to go at the end of the first round, we've seen some buzz about Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, draft position 28.5 for Harris, 34.5 for Etienne. In about 30 seconds, do you expect a running back to go in the end of the first round? If so, who is it?
And needs to be a hard 30 seconds because we're running into a break.
Yeah,
gotcha. Expect no, but I would say either Miami or Pittsburgh are two hot spots for a running back. Etienne could be the first pick of round 2 to Jacksonville. I suspect he won't go in round 1, but I wouldn't be shocked. So I'll say very possible on Harris, not as much on Etienne.
And that lines up with some of the guests we've had on earlier, both this week and last week, talking about Etienne maybe under 35.5, maybe going at the top of round 2. Eric, fantastic stuff, man. Love having you on. You better, you bet. Hope you're able to get some.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
It's going to be a busy week. That's Eric at All Sports. Couldn't wait to get off the phone. He's like, goodbye, guys.
It's been a pleasure to click.
It's like, oh, yeah, all right, yeah.
You bet. I'm getting off the phone right now. Yeah,
you bet. I may not be answering the next couple texts from you guys. Eric is a good guy, so we're being facetious with Eric. But that's the thing that happened. But good information, and look forward to Ken and I going through our NFL draft stuff in the final hour of the show. But listen, we've been bloviating now for, I don't know, an hour and 40 minutes. What else is new on the other side? We'll tickle fancies for our terrific trio of producers.
What do you get when you pair a sports nut with a sports geek? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.